أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا فتحنا لك فتحا مبينا ليغفر لك الله ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر ويتم نعمته عليك ويهديك صراطا مستقيما. These are the opening ayats, the opening verses of Surah Fath, and this surah is a surah that was revealed in the Medina period of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The circumstances surrounding the revelation of the surah was that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the 60th of the Hijrah had seen a dream that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has donned the ihram. With him are many sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum who have also donned the ihram, and they are on the way to Makkah Mukarramah. They make tawaf of Baytullah, and after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba made tawaf of Baytullah. Some had shaved the hair off the heads. Others had clipped and made it short as per the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this dream sees that the keys of the Baytullah come into the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now we have heard always and from time to time that the dreams of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam are not mere visions, they are not just dreams. But the dreams of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam form part of wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not given any indication in this dream whether this incident will take place now, that year, in the 60th year of the Hijrah, or any time later. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam discusses this. He informs Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in about this dream. Many have stated that this dream and its occurrence would have been some 2 years later, in the 8th year of the Hijrah, when the conquest of Makkah had taken place. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informing Sahaba their desire also to go to Baytullah, understand, is 6 years after the Hijrah. They had come from Makkah and now they were barred from going back to Makkah Mukarramah because of the circumstances. The Quraysh would not allow them to go. So this zeal, this enthusiasm in the hearts of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had been growing to make tawaf of Baytullah, to make Umrah. And hence Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in began to prepare themselves for this Umrah that now they perceived should have been done now. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also gets ready. And as a matter of fact, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, suspecting, anticipating that there may be some skirmish, the kuffar, the Quraysh of Makkah may not allow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into Makkah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invites the tribes, the Bedouins around Medina Munawwara, also to undertake this journey with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some had accepted the invitation, others had not been very kind to this invitation. And hence in this way, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, approximately 1,400 Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prepare. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves Medina Munawwara at the very beginning of Zulqa'dah in the 60th year of the Hijrah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to this place, Zulhulayfa, where you and I are also very acquainted with, that when we leave Medina Munawwara, we put on our ihram from there, or we read our two rakat salat over there. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had donned his ihram, and from there, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now proceeds to Makkah Mukarramah with this approximately 1400 Sahaba. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, obviously the intention is that of Umrah, so they have not taken any arms with them, but as per the habit of those days, they used to carry their swords in any case, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Sahaba had their swords, but there was this apprehension that there may be some kind of rejection from the people of Makkah, there may be some kind of strong arm tactics that may be used by the people of Makkah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam sends one Sahabi, Hazrat Bishr ibn Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, forward to investigate and to see what is the condition of the people of Makkah. So he goes forth. On the other side, the people of Makkah have heard that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is on his way, he is en route to Makkah Mukarramah, and they also start making some form of preparation. And at this juncture, Hazrat Bishr comes back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, informing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that there is some kind of movement towards resistance, there is some kind of movement towards some fighting. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam makes a statement at that time that these people of Makkah have not learnt. Several battles have taken place and they have become weak. And the truth and the reality is that there are two options. If they fight, obviously we will have to defend ourselves. If they overcome us, then their task has been achieved. And if we overcome them, then some of them may accept Islam and others then may pursue in battle. And in this way, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam continues. From Makkah, the people of Makkah sent Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an, who at that time, Hazrat Khalid had not embraced the deen of Islam. And Khalid bin Walid now leaves Makkah Mukarramah. The people of Makkah also created a very, very unique way of communicating the movements of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in that at the hilltops, few people had gathered together, and from one hilltop to the other, they would communicate the movements of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How far is he from Makkah Mukarramah? And now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam proceeds. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam proceeds, and Khalid bin Walid with his group of people stand in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is a time of Zuhr Salat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam appoints Hazrat Abbad ibn Bishr radiallahu ta'ala anhu to lead a small contingent to check Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu's army, that they do not attack. And in this way, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had performed the Zuhr Salat. Now, after he had completed performing the Zuhr Salat, Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to his people that was the most opportune moment if we wanted to launch an attack, because they were engaged in the Salat. However, there is another Salat that will take place, and consideration for attacking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Sahaba in the next Salat was underway when Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salat was salam comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Jibreel alayhi salat was salam reminds and teaches Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, according to one narration on this occasion, the Salatul Khawf that is recited at the time of battle. Now this is a salat that is recited in a very unique way, that all the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in would have desired to perform Salat behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There wouldn't have been any question of two jamaats taking place. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would be the imam. One group of the Sahaba would perform one rakat behind Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whilst the other group would check the enemy. And then that group would come, and this group would move away, the group that performed the one rakat. They would move to check the enemy, and that group would come and perform the Salat behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in this manner then, they would complete the Salat, And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not giving Hazrat Khalid radiallahu ta'ala anhu any opportunity to attack Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or the Sahaba. So, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that stage now needed to continue towards Makkah Mukarramah, and on the other hand, he was confronted with Hazrat Khalid radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, under these circumstances, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us many masail of deen on the one hand, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also shows us the absolute tolerance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the absolute wisdom of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which had then led to the very great victory, and that was the victory of Makkah Mukarramah that had taken place 2 years thereafter. Inshallah, we continue. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.